Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Olton. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review some sounds, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name. You write your name so we don't get messed up. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So we're going to review some sounds. We're going to review three different sounds today. We're going to start with the first one. Okay, here we go. I need you to look for this word or picture, this picture of this word. Ready? B-oot. B-oot. Boot. Do you see the boots in the picture? They're by the table. They have a star on them. They look like snow boots. Let's color those snow boots. Let's color them. Well, first of all, let's color the star yellow. Go ahead and color the star yellow. And then, I got it, okay? And then, let's color the boots blue. So, start coloring the boots blue. Let's listen to the word boot one more time. B-oot. Well, the oo sound is O-O. We're going to review that sound today. The words and pictures today that we're going to work on for the oo sound are all spelled with O-O. Oot has an O-O. All right? Boot is spelled with O-O. The oo sound says oo, and it's spelled with O-O. Oh, well, not four O's, just two. Otherwise, we would say boot. That's not how we say it, so we'll just keep it short and sweet. Boot. So color those boots blue. And if I change the b in boot, I would have, if I change it to a r, what would I have? Root, exactly. Okay, two more seconds. You should be done. Two, one. All right, look for this one. R. Room, room, room. Boys and girls, this is the family room. This is the family room where you sit and watch TV. Let's color the couch in the room. Let's color that couch. What do you think? Red? All right, I like it. Let's color the couch red. Don't color the dog. Go around that dog. So room has our oo sound just like in boot. So if we know boot has an O-O, what does room have? Yes, it has an O-O, exactly. All right, what if we changed the R in room to B? What would we get? Boom, boom, yeah. I'm coloring the couch red. Boom, how do you like me now? How do you like me now? I got a boom. Sometimes there's a song, I sing it to my class, and it goes like this. Boom, chicka-rocka, chicka-rocka, chicka-boom. Yeah, they love it. So boom, room, boot, root, all of these have the same oo sound, and they are all spelled with which kind of spelling? Yes, O, O, and that's all. O, O. Not four O's, just two. Otherwise, it would be way too long. Way too long. Okay, are you coloring the couch red? I'm almost done, but it's a big couch in this room. Couch is in the family room. You might call it your living room. I spend a lot of time in my family room because the TV's in there and the kitchen's nearby and my books are in there. It's all comfy and cozy. All right, room. This couch is in the living room. That's a big couch. My hand's hurting. Oh my. Okay, take five more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, we're going to move on from our oo sound. Oo, O-O, oo sound. We're going to look for a new sound. Ready? Look for this one. K, Oin. Oin. Coin. Do you see the coins on the table? They're like gold coins. Let's color them yellow. Find a yellow crayon and let's color those coins yellow. So coin doesn't have our ooh sound. It has a new sound. It says oi. Oi. Do you know which two letters make the oi sound in coin? If you said o I, you are correct. O I says oi in coin. Okay, take 2 more seconds for your yellow coins. 2, 1. What about this one? Ready? Oink, oink, oink. Do you see something in the picture that would say oink? Yes, it's a little piggy. Do you see that piggy bank? That piggy bank says oink. Let's color the piggy bank gray. Do you have a gray crayon? If not, you could use your pencil. So that piggy bank can say oink when you put the coins in it. It makes an oink sound when you put the coins in it. Oink has our oi sound just like coin. And if you remember coin, which two letters say oi in coin? O I. So oink has O I as well. Oink and coin say O I oi. All right, take 3 more seconds for that piggy bank. 3, 2, 1. What about this one? S-oil, s-oil. Soil. Soil is like dirt. Do you see the pot? The plant pot? We need to color the dirt, the soil, brown. Find your brown crayon. See if you can find your brown crayon. And on top, I want you to color the soil brown. Soil has our oi sounds. Oil. Soil is like dirt, but it has minerals and vitamins and nutrients in it so plants can grow. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Let's color that plant pot. Let's color the polka dots purple first. So find your purple crayon, color the polka dots purple. So soil, coin, and oink all have the oi sound, and they're spelled with the oi spelling that makes O I. O I says oi. After you've colored your purple polka dots, let's do the rest orange. Let's do the rest orange. Okay, so oi. In oink, oi in coins, oi in soil. And we did work on oo in boot and oo in room. So right now we have oo is oo and oi is oi. And we're working on the soil inside this pot. There's no plant, hasn't grown yet. Maybe it hasn't been planted yet. I don't know. I don't know where the plant is in the soil. Okay, 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's move on to a new sound. It will be our last sound for the day. Ready? Here we go. Owl. Owl. Howl. Howl. Do you see the dog? It is going to howl. Ow! Let's color the dog black. Find your black crayon. If you can't find your black crayon, go ahead and just use your pencil. But let's color the dog black. So he is going to howl. Can you remember which two letters say ow in howl? It's actually how you spell the word ow if you get hurt. Owl. Howl. It's OW. OW says ow in howl. It's true. What if we take the in howl and change it to a t? So instead of howl, we would have t towel. I use a towel to wipe my hands. I use a towel to dry myself off. 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's color that little doggy's collar. Let's color it blue. Find a blue crayon and color his collar blue. With the heart, you can color the heart blue too. Cute. It's cute. So howl has an O-W ow sound, and we can change it to owl, towel. Exactly. All right. Put down all your crayons. Let's talk about one more ow word. Ready? N-ow. N-ow. Now. Now we are going to color the table by the couch brown. Find your brown crayon. Let's color the table next to the couch, the one with nothing on it. See that table with nothing on it? Let's color that brown. We're going to color it brown now. And brown has our ow sound. Now and brown have the same ow sound as howl and towel. So if now and brown have the same sound, what two letters are making that ow sound in brown and now? O-W. O-W says ow. Okay, three more seconds. Three, two, one. All right, find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Let's start on number one. We're going to look for the sounds we've been working on. We're going to look for O, O, ooh. We're going to look for O, I, oi. And we're going to look for O, W, ow. If you hear it, I want you to circle it. So let's look at number one. The first picture shows hoop, oop, hoop. Yes, it has the ooh sound like boot. Circle it. We know it's an O, O like boot in hoop. Scoot over. That's a rocket ship. It's going to launch, launch, launch. Nope, that's not our sound today. We're going to leave that one alone. Let's look at our next one. We have a saw, saw. Nope, we're going to leave that one alone too. All right, how about the next one? It shows a picture of a man and the arrow is pointing at his eye, brow, brow. Yes, circle it. That's like now. And howl. Yes. Okay, scoot over. That's oil that you put in your car. Oil. Yes, circle it. That's oil like coin and oink. It has our O-I. And the last one shows a towel. Owl. Well, yeah, we talked about towel. So circle that. So we should have four circles. Let's look at them. You should have circled hoop, brow, oil, and towel. You should have four circles. All right, let's do number two. Let's read it. I see O, I, oi. Let's read it with their oi sound. P-oint, p-oint, point. Can you point me in the right direction? Trace the circle around the oi sound and then move over. Let's fill in the missing letters for the oi sound. We need O, I. And then scoot over. Let's write the word point. P. Oi. O-I. N-t. Okay, you should have P-O-I-N-T. Point. Okay, number three. I see O-O. I know that says ooh, so we'll read it with the ooh sound. F-ood. F-ood. Food. Trace the circle around the ooh sound. Scoot over, fill in the missing letters for the ooh sound. We need OO, just two of them. And then let's write the word food on the line. F, ooh, OO, D, D, food. All right, let's try number four. We're gonna write the whole word. It's crown. Let's write C, R. Ow, like in howl and now and towel. It's an O-W-N, crown. Let's check your spelling. You should have C-R-O-W-N, crown. And number five, that's the picture of the moon. Let's write moon. Ooh, like in food. What do we need? O. Oh, just two of them. N, moon. Let's check your spelling. You should have M-O-O-N, Moon. Boys and girls, you did it! You have practiced and reviewed the O-I-O-I sound, the O-O-O sound, and the O-W-O sound. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.